An unsettled weather pattern is likely to develop across the northern plains and immediate neighboring areas of the upper Midwest and Canada's prairies as we go forward through this weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures out there at the top of this hour are running mostly in the 60s. We do have a few temperatures that have risen over 70 degrees already. And as we go forward through the rest of the afternoon, we'll see more of this taking place. We've had a little bit of cloudiness around, some shower activity, but at this hour there's not much precipitation occurring in the region. That will change as we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight. The odds are very good that we'll have a disturbance working its way through South Dakota and southern Minnesota, and as it does, it will likely generate some increasing shower activity. Most of that is likely to begin this evening and will increase overnight tonight while the entire precipitation region starts to shift northward. During the morning tomorrow, we'll see rain occurring across southern North Dakota, northern South Dakota, and neighboring areas of Minnesota. And as we go forward through the afternoon and into the evening, all of that will work its way farther to the north. There will be a few other showers that will occur in South Dakota as well, but it doesn't look like the moisture is going to be all that impressive down that way. And eventually on Sunday, the precipitation should become more and more concentrated on Manitoba. Now, the forecast as we go forward into late Sunday night and Monday is for some other sporadic showers to occur across parts of our region, but most of that precipitation is going to be erratic and light, and most likely we'll have dry bias conditions prevailing across a big part of the region. So some field work might still be possible depending on how much moisture we end up getting. Well, the moisture totals that are advertised through Monday should run mostly in the range of 0.2 to around 0.75 inches. Now, there's going to be a few counties and parts of counties that could come up with some greater amounts. Maybe a couple of spots could get upwards to 1 inch of moisture. That should not be widespread or common, but there is potential for that in a few spots. Now, as we move on into the middle part of next week, a new low pressure center is expected to evolve across parts of the central and northwestern plains. And that low pressure system will eventually spread more shower and thunderstorm activity back across our region. There ought to be a couple of days of relatively quiet weather, though, where we could see a little field work take place if we don't get too much moisture from this first disturbance this weekend. So the greatest precipitation will then occur from Wednesday into probably Friday of next week, with plenty of moisture expected to come with that particular disturbance. Our temperatures are going to be mild as we go forward in time. We'll look for the high temperatures today in the upper 60s and 70s. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow to run mostly 60s with a few upper 50s in the north and a few lower 70s in the southeast. We'll expect 50 and 60 degree readings again occurring on Sunday with a few 70s near Nebraska and Iowa. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.